it works out for calculations because if you think about trying to calculate the current density, the current density would be the current times the velocity of that electron state times the density of states times the probability the state is occupied, and then integrated over all k states. This is the current density. And so to do that in terms of electrons, you add together all the filled states. But equivalent to adding together all the filled states would be to take all the states in the whole band and subtract the empty states. So I take all the states in the whole band and I calculate the current like this, but for every state with a k, there's one of minus k, and the integral over the whole band is zero. So the current density you could also think about as an integral over empty states using this form. And when I took the whole band and subtracted the empty states, I get these two minus signs. So it looks like when I sum over the empty states, they have a positive charge. So this is why we say the empty states have a positive charge. And this makes it more convenient to calculate properties like this. It will turn out when you apply an electric field, the electrons in the conduction band can accelerate with a different acceleration than the holes in the valence band, because the curvature at the top of the valence band is different from the bottom of the conduction band. So you apply an electric field, and it seems like there's two types of particles, one positive with a certain mass and one negative with a different mass.